We are up to page 171. Okay, page 171, the laws of Kriyas Hatha. We only have a small amount to do. I printed too much. The pages go into the Dalal Parshios. We're not going to do Dalal Parshios now. We're just going to do the laws of Chanukah. So we just have a little bit left to do. Tof Reish Peidalit Seide Kriyas Hatha B'Chanukah Bohei Sifim, the laws of Kriyas Hatha. Aleph. The Korin B'Chanukah B'chol Yoyim bin Noso. In Parshas Noso, the Parshas Hakorbanos Hanisim, the Parshas of the Nisim, the Isa B'Psikta, it says the Psikta, the Medrash, the Tamishum, the Melechas HaMishkan Nigmar B'Chofei B'Kisa. The reason why we lay on Chanukah the Nisim is because the Chanukah is the anniversary of the conclusion of the building of the Mishkan. That's a very important thing to keep in mind. It's that opens up an entirely new dimension to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We think of Chanukah primarily as a miracle of the Neros, the Shemen. Okay, that's Taka true. So there was a miracle, the Neros of the Shemen. But then there was also a very significant element of battle, of Melchama, going to war. Okay, going, risking your life for Klal Yisrael, going out into the battlefield of Melchama. That's a whole Yom Tov celebrating the Nitzachim. Another dimension of the holiday is the name of the holiday, Chanukah. What does Chanukah mean? It means to renew, okay, reinaugurate. Oz egmar b'shir mizmar, Chanukas hamizbeach, the purification and the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. That's already three completely different worlds. And the fourth world of Chanukah is what he's telling us, look at the Kriyas HaTorah. You're laning. What are you laning? You're laning from the parashas of the Nesi'im. You're laning from the time of the anniversary of the conclusion of the Mishkan. Okay, so Sach HaKol, it's kedai to keep this in mind. Chanukah is only 2 weeks around. Two weeks. It's four major themes appear in Chanukah. The Nes of the Menorah, the Melchama, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, and number four, the anniversary of the Nisim. Four different concepts.
This is none of the above.
I'm sorry. Okay, next. Now with that in mind, let's read what it says. So one more time. Aleph, the Korin, the Torah, the Chanukah, the Chol Yom, the Noso, the parashas karbonos hanisim, the isa bepsikta datamishum, the melechas hamishkan digmar b'chafi b'kislev k'mashon b'sif tofresh ayim. U'maschilin, and we begin vayihi bayoim. Is it bayoim or biyoim? I don't remember. Abal Kori is not here today. Vayihi biyoim kalos moisha shuroi sho'inyin. That's the beginning. What? Vayihi biyoim kalos moisha shuroi sho'inyin v'yesh b'koyim u'maschilin b'biroch b'yuchas koyhanim. Some have the custom to start back right before Vayihi Biyom Kalos is Birchas Kehanim Lufisha Hanes Nasa Aideh HaKehanim. Is that late, the Birchas Kehanim? I don't remember. Yesh Mekoyim Shemaschilim Birchas Kehanim Lufisha Hanes Nasa Aideh HaKehanim.
No, it's right before.
Before. HaKehanim HaChashmonoyim Uminig Yofehu. That's what it says in the Torah. Okay, so that opens up another dimension to the Chanukah, is to focus on the Chanukah is the Yom Tif of the Kehanim. The Yom Tif of the Kohanim, that's all about Chanukah. Neros l'kodeshem inlan u'shusla l'shtashem aydei kohanecho ha-kedoshem. It's a very interesting focus. But einay hagim came l'fi she'einay minyanad dekarbonos. It's not our custom to do so, because we focus primarily on the karbonos, and therefore we don't want to intermingle things that are not related 100%. Halacha base. Ketzad hi hakriya. How do we lay? Bayam Rishon, the first thing, the Maskil, Bavihi, Bayam Kalis Moshe, Bo Harbe Psukim. Cholkim, Oisol, Lekoyen, Ulalevi. We divide among the Koyen Levi. Via Shlishi, Kore, Binasi, Di Yehuda. And the Shlishi, the third Aliyah, is the Nasi of Yehuda. The Yeshem, some say, the Koyen Kore, Kola Parasha. Some have the custom to read from the entire Parasha of the Koyen. Vayihi, Bayam Kalis Moshe. Via Levi, via Yisrael, Vyesham, the Koyin, Kore, Kol HaParsha, Divayhi Bayim Kalis Meshe, until there, the Halevi, the HaYisrael, Koirim Binasi, and the Levi gets the first Nasi, and the Yisrael gets the second Nasi, similar to what we do on the later days where we go into the Nisim. Yatam, the Lufi Shrekar HaKuya, Hi BeHaNasiim, Alachayim Tzrichim Roiv HaKuruyim Likro BeNasi. Since the Iker Tam, why we are reading is because of the Nisim, therefore we want at least two of the three Aliyos should be read from the Nisim. If you're going on the first day to take the first, to go and divide the first section of Pesukim among the Kohen and the Levi, and the only one that's going to read from the Nasi the first day is going to be the third Aliyah, so the majority of the reading of the Torah, of the Aliyahs, was not read from the Nisim. That is not what Chazal had in mind. The Chein, the Hagim, and that is our custom. Our custom is that Kohen reads all the Pesukim from the beginning until the Yom HaRishon. The Levi gets Uvayim HaRishon, and the Yisrael gets Uvayim HaSheni. Now, Uvayim HaSheni, what do we do on the second day? Korei Koyein Bayim HaSheni. We start with Yom Sheni, because we want to start always with the day of Chanukah. Chanukah is the second day, Chanukah is Yom HaSheni. Ad Par Echad Ben Makar. The Halevi Korei Min Par Echad Ad Biyim HaShlishi. So we divide the first day into two parts. We divide the first day into the Koyim the Levi, the HaYisrael Choyze the Koyrei Bayoim HaSheni. That's one opinion. We don't do that. According to one opinion, the Koy Yisrael, he rereads Uvayoim HaSheni. The Yeshoim, some say the HaYisrael Koyrei Bayoim HaShlishi. No, you read into the next day. The Mutav Likro Shalmachar Milikro Mashakor HaKoydimim. It's preferred to read forward than to reread what we have already read. Imrak Evsher Bezeh, if it's possible to do this. V'chein Aminat Shalanu, that is our custom. V'chein Mechol Yomu, that's what we do every single day. Okay, so that's what we do every single day. The first Aliyah is divided between the Koyin and the Levi, and the next Aliyah is given to the Yisrael. Uvayoyim Hashmini, what do we do on the eighth day of Chanukah? Koyin Koyin the Levi Biyom Hashmini. We start off like what we normally do. We take that day and we divide it among the Koyin and the Levi. Latisha Zeu Chayves Hayoyim. The HaYisrael, he gets a bonus. He goes from day 9 all the way to the very end. VaYisrael Koyin Min Viyom Atashi Ad Soif HaNesim. The Gam Parshas Zos Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Gam BeHaloyscha. And we also begin to read Behaloyscha, Behaloyscha, Es Haneros, Lamul Pneam Lora, Yeiru Shavas Haneros, Ad Kain Osa Es Hamanora, Lefisha Kolzel, Hu Havachad in Yana, Ubehechrach, Legoimra, Kulon. Therefore, we have no choice but to read the entire thing. Okay, so this is very interesting. It brings out some nice Yisoides of the Seder of the Kriya Satara for Chanukah. Halacha Gimel, Ube Shabbos Chanukah. So how many Sifrei to this year? Is it Rosh Chodesh also? Does anyone know?
No, it's Friday.
Rosh Chodesh is Friday. Yeah. So you don't have three, but on the Shabbos Chanukah, Moitzin Shnei Sifrim. Biyachad, the first Sifrei Torah, can we read Parashas HaShavua? We read the Parashas HaShavua. Uveruba, he Parashas Miketz. Most years, not all years, that Chanukah falls down on Parashas Miketz.
Yeah, after each Kochayu.
And this year, what is it going to be? Parashas Miketz also this year? Okay, mostly the Bashmi Kates. Uva Shni on the second Sefer Torah, we read the Chanukah, Lemaftir, Kifi, Hayoim, Shomid Bo. We want to leave for that day. Umaftir, which then with the Neftar is Beneros to Zechariah. We read the Neris of Treyasar, the Neris of Zechariah, Roni Vesimchi. Vim, Yoim, by the way, that's the same after for Parashas Bahalaischa, I think. It's the same after Parashas Bahalaischa. The Yim Yom Rishon Shal Chanukah Chal B'Shabbos. If the first day of Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, the Yesh Shnei Shabbosos, then the result will be there are going to be two Shabbosos which we celebrate Chanukah. Koyrin Haftarah B'Shabbos Shniya B'Neiros to Shlomo B'Melachim. So the first Haftarah is always going to be Neiros to Zechariah, and the second Shabbos is going to be the Neiros of Shlomo in Sefer Melachim. V'Yaschirom. Period. The Chosav Rabbeinu Haramah. The Ramah writes. The im chal chasuna b'shabes zu. If there's a chasuna b'shabes zu, kari b'shel Chanukah ad kan l'shanu kolamar v'loy sois osis v'zel l'fi min hagamir aval etzleinu im karim parashul chasun liyam. Now, it used to be a custom. We don't do this anymore. Is that whenever there is a chasun on Ofruf, you lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Nitzavim. Was it Vayelech? Which one is it? Vayelech, which begins Sois Osis. Kisimchas Choson Al Kala. So what happens if it's on Shabbos Chanukah you have an Ofruf. On Shabbos Chanukah, which has Kedima? Do we lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah, or do we lay in the Haftarah that we normally lay in for the Choson? So he says, No, so we don't do Tadir. What's Tadir? Chos is not always Tadir. I don't think it's Tadir. But he says that it's not as important. It's more important to lay the Haftarah for Chanukah rather than lay the Haftarah for a Chosan. Okay, but it's not Noigea to us anyway, because we anyway do not follow this custom. We anyway never lay the Haftarah of Sois Os. So therefore, for us, it's not relevant. Halacha Dalit. Now this is not again this year, but we're anyway. What happens if it's Shabbos Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh? Im Chal Rosh Chodesh Teves B'Shabbos Mitzim Gimel Sifarim. Barisha in Karin Shisha Gavre. You only lay in six aliyos. When you get to Shisha, you go to the end of the parasha. Shisha Gavre Parasha Shavua. The Asa Likros Yosem Yishisha Gavre Sharem Sefer Torah Shmi Yitzchak Likros Hashivii. Shmi Minyan Hakruim. There are no Hoysafis. There are no Hoysafis in the first six aliyos, and Shisha goes to the very end. And you lay in the second Sefer Torah. So we lay in Rosh Chodesh in the second Sefer Torah. The Tadiv Shem and the Kardem, the Avagad, the Bechanaka, Ika, Persumini. So may you argue, we may argue, we discussed when it came to doing Havdalah. Remember we discussed Havdalah, what should you do first? Should you first do Ner Chanukah or do Havdalah? So in the Beis HaKnesses, we do first Ner Chanukah. Why? Tadir Vish'ena Tadir Tadir Kaidem. So one of the primary answers was because Pirsume Nisa Odif. If you take that argument, you should apply that argument. If you with that argument, you should apply that same argument when it comes to laning. We should lane Chanukah before we lane Rosh Chodesh because of Pirsume Nisa. So he's coming to answer that question. Halo Yikra Hamaftir B'Chanukah. Don't worry, it's coming soon. You're going to read the Maftir in Chanukah. V'gam Al Yidei Zetia Haftarah B'Shel Chanukah. It's better to sacrifice the laning of the saints of the Torah now for the greater good. What's the greater good? Look at the alumnus. Because whatever is laying for in the third Sefer Torah gets the Maftir, gets the Haftarah from the Nevi'im. So if you're going to lay in from the third Sefer Torah, Rosh Chodesh, then you're going to have to lay in Hashemayim Kisi. You're going to have to lay in the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. But if you lay in the third Haftarah for Chanukah, then the Haftarah is going to be Chanukah. So therefore it comes out, it's an amazing idea, is that you're right. Really, the next thing we should do is Chanukah. The second Sefer really should be Chanukah because of Pirsume Nisa. But because if we're going to overlook that for now and wait for Chanukah until the third Sefer Torah, and that's going to carry with it laning of the Haftarah of Chanukah, that's going to be a much greater Pirsume Nisa. So let's now overlook a small amount of Pirsume Nisa for the opportunity to fulfill a much greater degree of Pirsume Nisa. The gam aydei zetia haftar b'shal Chanukah umaskafine umaskafine b'shabbos. Now also, once you're learning Rosh Chodesh, you don't just learn Rosh Chodesh. Like we always do, we also start with the yom hashabbos. So yom hashabbos, kevan sheshabbos hayom. The amaftir korei b'shlishis b'shal Chanukah. The maftir reads the third sefer b'shal Chanukah. Umaftir b'shal Chanukah. The haftar is Chanukah. Running the simchi. The yom chal Rosh Chodesh b'chol. What happens? That's when it comes out on Shabbos. Now, what do we do when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, like this year when it's going to fall out on Friday? What then is the Seder Hadvarim? V'im Chal Rosh Chodesh B'chol Moitzin Shnei Sifarim. So this year we're going to take out on Friday two Sifrei Torah. The Koyrin Berishon Gimel Gavri B'shel Rosh Chodesh. Three Aliyas of Rosh Chodesh. The Harivii Korei B'shel Chanukah Kifi Seder Hayom. The day, whatever the day is, one Aliyah of the entire day. Period. Halacha hey. Now im toha the kore dalid b'shel Rosh Chodesh. What happens if it's the weekday and the Baal Kore makes the mistake, the Gabi makes the mistake, and they lay in four aliyos from the Sefer Torah Shel Rosh Chodesh? They were supposed to only lay in three and lay the fourth aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, but they weren't paying attention.
and the first sefer.
They're supposed to lay in
three
in the first sefer Torah and one in the second sefer Torah. But by mistake they lay in this. By mistake they lay in. Take this one first. And then, and by mistake they took and they lay in three in the second sefer Torah and in the first sefer Torah. The imtav the korah the korah. Oh, wait, imtav the korah korah the korah dal b'shal rosh chodesh. The imloy imtav. What's that from the beginning? Imtav hakorah the korah dalit. Im lo hotziyoi sefer Torah shnia. If you did not take out another sefer Torah, ein tzarach likros yoser de ein mashkichin b'chanukah. Kevon she'ein bo karbon musaf, it's okay. He already said an unbelievable chiddush. If you make a mistake, they only take out one sefer Torah and they lay in four aliyos, and then everyone wakes up. Wait a minute, isn't today Chanukah also? Don't we have to lay from Chanukah? Since you already lay in four aliyos, you yoytze kriyas haTorah. Let bygones be bygones. Go weiter. So you did not lay in Chanukah. It's A-OK because Chanukah, the landing of Chanukah is not critical, being that there is no musaf. There is no musaf. These were offerings that were gifts to commemorate the inauguration of the Mishkan. It's not a critical. Aval, but if you did take out two Sifrei Torah, Aval, Imo Yitzio Sefer Sheni, Bal Korchach Mishum Pogmoi Behechrach Tzarech Likrois Od Chamishi Bishal Chanukah. We don't want to insult the Sefer Torah. Since you took out two Sifrei Torah, and you've lain, you really should only have lain in the first three, but by mistake you lain four, so we don't want to insult a second Sefer Torah that's sitting around, so we lain a fifth Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah. Very, very fascinating. Pogma, if that's, we're so concerned for the insult of the Sefer Torah, Allah haskan l'kama, how much we should be concerned for the insult of our friends, of human beings. The Yomer Kaddish Acharav, after you lain the four Aliyahs, you say Kaddish. Vim Omar Achar Harvi Kaddish, Lo Yomer Oid, don't say Kaddish again. In other words, if you make a mistake and you after the four Aliyahs of the first, you say Kaddish. Okay, so you said already Kaddish. When you're going to lay now the fifth Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, you do not repeat the Kaddish again. Let's say you're in the middle of laying the fourth Aliyah, and in the middle of the fourth Aliyah you realize your mistake. It's too late to stop. Just finish the laning. Let the one who got the Aliyah make the bracha, and you'll make v'shel chan v'lo yafsik v'goymer v'shel rosh chodesh. Of course, in the case where you did not take out another Sefer Torah, when you only took out one Sefer Torah, so there's nothing you can do about it. Period. The Chasav Rabbeinu Haramah the Imtah the Hischa Likros B'Shul Chanukah Tzarch LaHafsek Likros B'Shul Rosh. Let's say the other way around. Not Kalashah. Let's say the other way around. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and by mistake you started the first Aliyah was Chanukah, and in the middle of the Aliyah you realize I made a mistake. We're supposed to start learning first Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramah says you have to stop. You have to stop right in the middle of your tracks. Ad kan l'shoinai. Dezer kemoshe hikdim tefillin shel roish l'shel yad. Just like if you make a bracha on the tefillin shel roish, before you make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad, you have to stop. There's nothing you can do. Put it down and make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad and start all over again. That's the shita of the Ramah. The Yesh Cholkin. Not everybody agrees with the Ramah. The Sfirulei de goymer koyim b'shel Chanukah. If you made the mistake, so be it. So Chanukah.
Finish the Aliyah.
The Achar Kach Korei B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. And then you begin, the coin concludes Shel Chanukah, and then the next Aliyah will be Rosh Chodesh. V'im Kvar Kora Gimel Pesukim B'Shel Chanukah. Afil Rabbeinu Haramah Pshita She'oile L'minyin HaKuriyim V'Kori Achach Gimel B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. This that the Ramah said they have to stop in the middle is only in a case where you did not yet read three Pesukim from Chanukah. But even the Ramah will admit that if you've already read three Pesukim Chanukah, then you can stop in the middle. Ulemaisa yesh lasos ka yesh cholkim bipnei pegam asefer Torah. You can follow the yesh cholkim, because the pegam asefer Torah, which means what? The yesh cholkim says that you can always learn Chanukah. The yesh cholkim means that if you start learning Chanukah, even one word of Chanukah, you can continue learning Chanukah. Because we don't want to insult the Sefer Torah. Because if you're going to stop, you start learning Chanukah and you realize you made a mistake, that means you're going to close the Sefer Torah and you're going to take out the other Sefer Torah and lay in Rosh Chodesh. So you are insulting the Sefer Torah. So in order not to insult the Sefer Torah which you're currently reading from, you can rely upon the second opinion, and once already you start to read Chanukah, you can continue reading the words of Chanukah. The chain hadin b'shabes Chanukah k'shachal b'resh chodesh. All these halulos are very similar. You have to go through the details. I don't know. V'zesh ama b'chol l'ravusa. They afilu b'chol mavsiv nechad b'chol shchem b'shabes hagoyim b'kiv eger. Okay, I don't know the longest lot. They have to mind more. But that concludes our b'isai. It was a very great accomplishment. We've gone through the entire Aruch HaShulchan, all the laws of Chanukah and the Aruch HaShulchan, Baruch Hashem. It is a nice accomplishment. Okay, now.